Well, they're definitely, they keep pay attention to whatever's happening, and you know, guys that come in, and you try to introduce yourself and stuff like that. But yeah, definitely always keep eyes on what's happening with your team, and you know, do whatever you can to help them in their transition.
In that regard, what do you think has happened in the off season? What sort of encouragement or feelings do you have?
It's awesome. I love the guys that we brought, with Spence and Jay Hill, and you know, there were some of the rookies that we got. It's I love it. You know, meeting those other two, Spence and Jordan, they're great guys, and love working with them so far. And it's I think they're gonna help a lot, help us a lot this year.
What was the offseason like for you?
What do you mean?
Just in general.
This is offseason.
What was this offseason? Was this offseason a little bit different for you than others?
No, I was here with the kids, being a dad.
Yeah, there was some talk though that you were close to retiring, that you had considered it pretty heavily.
I don't think it was anything too crazy. I went and talked with a neurologist, you know, wanted to make sure my head was good and all that, and just, you know, he said everything was pretty good, or really good actually, and so I was like, I'm good to keep on playing. And my wife was like, okay, I guess so.
Why choose to go to a neurologist?
Just to make sure, you know, I didn't, you know, with all the, you know, things that's going on with the brain stuff throughout the league, you're just, you definitely, you know, keep an eye on, or you hear that stuff, and you don't want, me especially, I don't want to, you know, have problems older, you know, with, you know, I want to be able to raise my kids and, you know, be able to play with them when they're older, and still be able to beat them in wrestling matches and stuff when they're teenagers. So, yeah, stuff like that.
Is that for you, Velody? Yeah. Have you done that before?
No, actually, that was my first one. And luckily for me, is there's a great neurologist here. And so it was easy. I just didn't have to travel anywhere. And I was able to just stay here and see the doctor.
How big of a concern is that for guys? Because maybe we don't realize that until after, you know, a player is 56.
Yeah, I think everybody's different, you know, different levels. You know, me having kids, three boys, you know, you start to wonder about your body and your brain. And I want to be able to make sure, just to make sure I'm able to raise them. You know, just that was on my mind. So that's definitely why I did it this offseason.
What gave you the idea to go and do that initially, like you said? You
had actually, it was just my agent. He's always on us about taking care of our bodies and making sure we're doing things that can help us with, you know, stuff after career, football career. And, you know, he's always trying to help our transitions and stuff like that and get us into, you know, businesses or whatever it is, and also, you know, stuff you can do with your body. So definitely, I mean, that was my agent at first.
How different is that as opposed to just how you feel physically, joints and muscles and all that, as opposed to cognitively and mentally and all that? How different is that?
Definitely different. You know, the wear and tear you get for playing so long, it definitely it is different. I can tell I walk different now than I did when I was younger as a rookie. You know, it's you know, your joints start to tighten up, or your muscles start to tighten up more, and so you got to work a lot longer and harder on, you know, staying loose.
What did the neurologist do? I mean, you can't test for CTE, you know, necessarily. So
no, I mean, you get these brain scans and psychological tests, and you know, just testing you while you're working out and seeing how your brain is, you know, functioning, and while you're at rest. So there's so many different things. It was like a 2-week process. I mean, not, it didn't take 2 weeks, but it was just spread out within the 2 weeks.
Well, how many
concussions have you had in your career? One or two. It wasn't that many. I think one, actually, in the NFL.
Did you have a general curiosity about the process? Was it fascinating or interesting to you in any way?
Yeah, it was. You know, just they're just, the results you get is pretty cool. You kind of see, and you know, I'm definitely not book smart, but I'm definitely street smart. So it was pretty cool to, you know, find some of the things that I'm really, really good at doing, and things that I wasn't as good in. So it was pretty interesting.
Was it more than one visit? Was it a period?
Yeah, it was a, you know, bunch series of different. Yep.
Where'd you end up having that done?
It was at Brighton, I think. Brighton, Michigan.
Is that an extension of the Henry Ford Health System, or is that
no? It's their own. Okay. I think they're called the Core Institute or something like that.
So, what did they tell you exactly when they sign off.
Yeah, brain is good. That's what they said. Brain is good to go. Keep on hitting.
How much longer do you want to play? I mean, beyond the brain. You know,
it's year to year. Yeah. You know, I think my family and I are in a great spot, and you know, wife and I are just—we've been in this league for a long time, and you know, just it all depends. You know, if I'm banged up at the end of the year, you start to think about it. But if you feel great, then. You know, with the way that Caldwell takes care of us here, I feel like I can play forever, you know. So it's always year to year.
And I'm curious if at all have you changed your style of play in recent years as more has become known about.
Oh, yeah, it's totally different here. You know, Baltimore, a lot of two-gapping, so you had to be heavy. Here I'm just a lot lighter, and you're not holding up as many guys, so you don't have to be as strong. You got to be in better shape, you know, running everywhere. So it's definitely a different style of play with the – what would have been doing
less though. I mean, do you make sense with it as much? You don't take as many blows to it as anything.
I mean, I think you learn as you get older. I used my head a lot more when I was younger, but I think I was just being young, and then you start to learn how to use your hands better and position yourself better and understanding, you know, pad level and stuff like that better. And so it's I think for me it was just a process of, you know, becoming better with your hands and being the technician.
You mentioned Ryder.
Some of this volunteer activity, spend extra time with your family. Are you approaching it any differently this year?
Yeah, my kids are way into sports, so I'm team dad now, you know. But it's the same. But I'm just, the afternoons are just busy with sports.
You mentioned that you're lighter now. Do your joints, and then you were talking about joints before, do your joints feel lighter? Do you actually feel that in some way?
Oh, yeah, my joints, I think, feel better. They're thanking me for being lighter. But I think, yeah, definitely that helps, you know, with the joints. Being lighter, the joints are not as having to carry all the heavy weight.
What are you? What do you weigh?
So I'm like 330 now, but I was about 320 probably the last season.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
How was it like to have senior status now on a team? What do young guys want to know? And do you ever look at them and think, God, I used to be one of those guys too?
Yeah. Every time I see AR, I'm like, man, you're so lucky that you recover so fast. You know, and it's nothing to you to lift heavy weight and recover. So, I mean, but it is what it is. You know, it's crazy to me. Like, I feel like I was just a rookie yesterday. And, you know, some of these young guys, you know, they always ask you questions. And for me now, it's like always just taking care of your body, and you know, that's going to help you, you know, stay in the league longer. And you know, just they ask you questions about film and technique, and you kind of just give them your take, and you know, just hopefully they can use it.
Do they also ask you about things outside, like, you know, social questions, like who to trust?
Oh yeah, definitely. Yeah, just different things. Like they ask questions. I mean, some of them are, you know, married or dating, but it's, yeah, I'm married and have kids, and with the younger guys that are in younger relationships, they ask questions. But yeah, the social stuff, I don't do much, so it's, you know, always hanging out with the kids, and they know every time they try to ask me to do something, I tell them I have kids and I don't have time. So.
I know it's way out there in December, but the fact that you're going to Baltimore, is that, do you think?
No, it's pretty cool. You know, I'm still friends with a lot of guys there, and going back, it's awesome. You know, I still have a lot of friends that are not on the football team there too, and you know, we've been there for 9 years, and being able to go back and see some of them, and it's gonna be fun. I'm gonna have a lot of fun with it, and just excited to go back there.
I saw yesterday you guys did the heap thing.
Yeah. Yeah, I went to the funeral a couple weeks ago, and then her birthday was yesterday, Holly's birthday, and so we. They're trying to make it a day, a hugs from Holly Day. And so we did, my wife and kids, we went down to Maybury Elementary and just kind of hung out with them, gave them some snacks and played some games with them. And, you know, just kind of spread Holly's love and hugs throughout the nation. And we just did it here. So it was a lot of fun.
Is that near Northfield, Maybury?
It's in Detroit.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'd say one other thing on the whole brain checkup thing. How common is that? Has that become maybe that players are doing something like
that? I don't know. I've talked to some of our PA guy here, and I'm trying to get the word out spread the word out more. I mean, just the better we can get some of these athletes to go out and get their brain checked. It's just safer and better for everyone.
And then your defense as a whole, what sort of gives you confidence that you guys can be better, more dominant?
The things that we kind of done this offseason with the draft and the guys we picked up, and I'm excited. Especially with all these young draft picks we got with linebacker and DBs, and it's going to be a lot of fun to see how they can help us. And we'll see what some of the guys we picked up in offseason on defensive line, see what we can do, and hopefully be a better defense this year.
You've had some nice battles with TJ Lang over the years. What do you think about being on the same team?
It's awesome. I'm glad he's on our team. He's a great player, great leader, so it's only going to help us.
What do you remember about your draft day, by the way, in 2006?
Everything. I remember it felt long to me. I got drafted number 12, but it felt forever just being on different phone calls with different teams and agent getting calls. And so it's, at the time it felt long, but it's being picked number 12, it's still not that long. But it was crazy. A lot of emotions.
In New York, or?
I was actually in Vegas. I had family in Vegas, and we just went to the ESPN zone there and was just kind of hung out there.
The sacks, you guys just collectively didn't have a whole lot of sacks as a defense last year.
Yeah.
How important is that?
It's huge. And that definitely helps our defense. Huge if we can get sacks. And if we can – that's what we try to focus on this offseason, and hopefully we can do a better job in getting there and finishing jobs when we are there.
And just having a healthy Ziggy makes a big difference.
Not only that. I mean, definitely Ziggy being healthy is going to be huge because he's – an awesome person that getting sacks and but that's definitely going to help. I mean, I think some of the guys we picked up with Cornelius Washington and some of the inside guys we brought in and explosive guys, and that's definitely going to help.
Hey, Coach Chris, one more question, guys.
Yeah, Coach Chris has gotten some mentions this year. Have you seen at the workouts and all that during that? What's he like?
You guys see it. he's crazy. It's awesome. He's energy that. Is never down. He never has a down day, and always picks you up if you do. And great coach. Love having Chris as a coach, and as a person, he's even better. So love having him as a coach.
Like when a young guy sees him at his pro day or whatever, what do you think goes through his mind when he sees coach?
I think they think it's like a show or he's crazy, but it's that's who he is, and that's what he does all the time. So it's kind of funny to see some of those guys' reactions.